Hello, everyone, and welcome into CrushTheStreet.com. I'm Kenneth Amaduri. We're doing this interview with Bill Murphy of the Gold Antitrust Committee. He is on the show with me today, a returning guest, someone who's given us a lot of insight on what has been going on through the years, manipulation of the precious metals sector. And I think we're really starting to see a major control happen, whether it's in our election, whether it's in our media, the narrative, and it's all tied together. There's something going on beneath the surface, an overarching trend, which we're seeing now. And I'd like to get Bill's thoughts on that and also get into what he is seeing in precious metals. I know in 2016, as the president was being elected on election night, we saw the futures of gold like move crazy, $100 swings in the price of gold. And we saw that actually this week as well. With a major move in gold, but it was actually after the vaccine announcement, which was conveniently announced a little bit after the election, which I think there's some political implications, at least if you would ask me as to why they would announce it a few days after election day. So without any further ado, we are going to get Bill's thoughts on all of this and what is going on with gold and silver. Bill Murphy, thanks for coming on Crush the Street with me today.
Kenneth, great to see you and great to be back. And thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely. Excuse me. It does seem like 2020 is some sort of novel with what we've seen with coronavirus, with what we've seen with riots, the election, the emotions. We were talking about the emotions just prior to the interview here of what we're watching on TV and the discord that we're seeing in society. I mean, let's start here, Bill. I mean, what are your thoughts as to where we are as we get to the end of 2020, the boiling point of a very contentious year?
So much to get into, but the one positive thing I know that we can agree on is that thank goodness there was no riots, at least not yet. And a lot of people thought that would be the case, and that has not been the case. So that's really good to see. In terms of gold and silver, you know, I've been dealing with this for 20, 23 years, over two decades of watching the gold cartel, as I call it, the bullion banks, central banks, the Fed, the Treasury, the big league people, you know, suppressing the prices of gold and silver. And this is what they do. And they've been doing it, as everybody knew, when the price was rigged way back when the gold price was fixed. I mean, now those are all things that are on the record. So it's something we've been trying to expose, my colleague, Chris Powell and I, and so many great GATA supporters, that, you know, they're trying to keep the gold and silver prices down. And about a year and a half ago, the end of May, they started losing control of gold because of the lack of physical supply. And then 3 or 4 months ago, they finally, silver, which has been pathetic because of what they've done to it, they lost control and they got almost $30 silver. And then they crashed it to 21 again. So they're not done. We're still dealing with it. It's going to be there for a while. They just attacked, as you mentioned, yesterday was a horror show. It's what they do. They know how to go after the paper market on the COMEX to flush out speculative longs. The open interest yesterday on the COMEX, that's the number of longs and shorts, was way down in gold and silver. So they flushed the spec longs out again. Then they keep at it, and their role is to keep the prices of gold and silver suppressed as much as possible for the same reasons we've talked about for years.
You know, Bill, I'd like to connect some overarching thoughts, you know, trends that we're seeing. And, you know, my goal and my hope, and I think yours is as well, is that truth ultimately surfaces and comes out. But what I see throughout the years and time again is truth does surface, but then it gets spun and swept under the rug. I mean, and, you know, again, going back to what we've seen in the political campaign, we had the New York Post article censored by Twitter. And that was a pretty blatant censorship of political news that was material that you had big tech deciding what they were going to allow out there. And I was like, man, this is pretty clear evidence of what is happening to a lot of the fringe media, because we were seeing it happen to a large degree on the fringe media, if we can call it that. And people go, well, Alex Jones, big deal. All these people are crazy. But then they moved down the line to something very mainstream, getting to a point where they censored the White House press secretary. But even after all of that, people still say, what's the problem? You know, they're kind of out of the loop. They're clueless on things. And so, you know, applying that to what we're seeing with precious metals, it kind of doesn't give me hope that people are going to experience and see the truth surface.
Well, if I may, first of all, it was Fox News that censored the press secretary. But aside from that,
well, there's a lot of people upset with Fox. That's for sure.
God has been dealing with the, you know, censorship in our world for 20 years. I mean, from the very, very beginning, we were able to get a few things on the mainstream media about what was going on. And the word came down from high above, no, you don't even mention these people. So for 20 years, it's not he said, she said, when it comes to our concerns about the manipulation of the gold and silver market and all the evidence that we've come up with, and Chris Powell, my colleague, puts out all the time. It's not allowed, we're not allowed to be mentioned. And I wish that we had these problems going back and forth that we're talking about in terms of the Republicans and Democrats and right wing and left wing and all that stuff. At least it's being discussed. Our stuff is not allowed to be discussed. It's so big. It's that big a story. And I don't think it's going to be until the gold and silver markets blow up, which I think we're in the process of doing. So I can get into briefly, but
please do.
Well, just basically, you know, the gold cartel, again, as I call it, started to run out of enough physical gold to maintain their rigging a year ago, May. And we went, right on something like $1,200 to over, you know, $2,000 an ounce, made all-time highs. But they still were all over silver. I mean, it was ridiculous. The gold-silver ratio went to 125-1. They just wouldn't let silver do anything no matter what. Then all of a sudden, they started to hit the wall with silver. We exploded from 18 to 30 very quickly in about a month. And I thought we'd correct, but I never thought we'd go back down to 21, 22 like we did again. Now we're back up above 24. But as we saw again in packing this week, we're still at it. I do think that, you know, to summarize all that, they are blowing up, and you're going to see gold and silver take off again before the end of the year and into next year, and they're going to go sky high because the fundamentals are so incredibly bullish.
So tell us what you saw then about a year ago, you know, things blowing up. Explain that a little bit as to why you believe that we're in the middle of a breakdown in the precious metal sector.
Well, you know, it's a really good question. What I noticed, right, this is what I do all the time. I watch the markets all day long.
Absolutely.
I see what they do and how they react, and that's my role. And I noticed in May that every dip in gold started to be bought. It would be, there wasn't major in the beginning. The dip didn't work. Dip again didn't work. And that kept going on and on and on and on. And we've seen that for basically a year and a half. That doesn't mean the bad guys, as I call them, can't attack like they just did again. They can go in the paper market. They can use every trick in the book. But their raids, as I call them, they don't last. They might last a week or two or something like that. But basically, every time it's knocked down, we've come back up. And they're still at it. And they'll use every outside fundamental reasons for it. Their main vehicle they use is the COMEX or the paper market to flush out spec longs and to affect other trading, you know, operations and so on. And it's starting to change the whole industry because the gold and silver just isn't there anymore. So we have much excitement coming, and it keeps getting delayed. But there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to see much, much higher gold silver prices in the not too distant future.
What are your thoughts based on what we saw in 2020? Are you surprised? If someone would have described to you in 2019 what was down the road in 2020, would you be shocked to hear that gold is only at 1950?
Yeah, I mean, it's
crazy, huh?
Short term, I'm never right because what you saw because of this coronavirus and the problem and what the money that I had to throw into the system, the trillions of dollars, in my opinion, it was a given, but it hasn't happened yet. We've had a couple of rises, especially in gold, you know, well above 2000, but they're still there doing what they can to stop it. And I think that's going to end. But it's taking longer than I and many of my colleagues thought it would. And it's a very tough go. And even in the shares, I mean, they're so underpriced, it's ridiculous. And it's the way they operate. Today's a perfect example. Gold and silver recovering from yesterday, doing nicely, depending upon which market you're looking at. So, oh, the shares got to be doing fine. Turned on the HUI machine. Nope, HUI down 3 or 4. And a lot of the shares I followed, they're all lower. Like, what? And, you know, the NASDAQ's lower, but the Dow is higher. At least it was a little while ago. And it's just, there's always something that they're doing to affect these markets. And we're closer and closer to the blow up I've been talking about. We're not there yet, but it's coming.
Bill, just share some closing thoughts then. I mean, how are we to approach the coming end of 2020 going into 2021? What is it that you're telling your followers, your people to do? I mean, is it just hold physical precious metals in this certain environment and kind of wait it out for a while? And how much? I mean, it's just some of these ideas that people want to know, like, how do you take action in this environment?
Well, again, I'm prejudiced. I mean, I think, you know, silver's going to 100. The gold price is going to explode. So if you're off by a year or two, it doesn't matter. Now, that said, it's tough because what's affected, like, the shares and a lot of gold and silver so much. Look at Bitcoin. I miss that move. I mean, I don't understand it correctly, but good. God bless the people that got involved in that were in my world 4 or 5 years ago. The NASDAQ, you know, it's gone nuts. So our turn is coming. And for those people who have the patience to be in gold, silver, or the shares, a lot of good ones. I mean, if you want to follow the guy who knows as well as anybody or better than anybody, Eric Spotts, the man, in my opinion, is what a class act he is. And we've got so many good people that are following what we're doing, and it's going to be explosive. We haven't seen the explosion yet that's coming, and the big money can be made. It's going to be made very fast, and it will be made by those who are patient, stay in there. As our great colleague James McShirley, who does an incredible job following gold and silver, does. It's better to be, you know, early than a day or two late.
So true. Bill Murphy of Gata. Bill, if people want to support Gata, visit the work, follow the content, please let them know a little bit more about where they can go and how they can get involved.
Well, Chris Powell, my colleague, does a great job at www.gata.org. It's a free list. You can get on that at any time. I run an operation called the Metropole Cafe, where people can sign up for a 2-week free trial and see if it's of interest. And we've been doing it for over 2 decades, and we intend to carry on till we win. And it's going to happen. It's been a long haul, but we are going to win. The bad guys are going to lose. And those people who have a lot of gold and silver, the shares are going to make a lot of money.
Good words. All right, Bill, thank you so much for coming on Crush the Street with me today.
Thanks, Kenneth. Say hello to Tasha.